Time for the party with Big John and Porky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Gets Ready for the Wedding. It came as quite a surprise to all of us that Mayor Plumfunt was going to get married. The bride would be the beautiful Miss Daffydilly. Beautiful in the mayor's eyes, at any rate. And I wonder, is the fact that she's very wealthy a deciding factor in this romance? Sparky takes a dim view of the whole thing. And on top of that, he's worried about the affairs of his club. Well, as today's episode begins, Sparky and I are in the living room of our home in Cincinnati when Yuki drives up in his taxi cab.
Hey, Big John, there's Yuki Butch's taxi cab pulling up out in front of the house. I believe he's going to come in and pay us a little visit.
Yeah, okay. I'll be there in just a minute. I'm anxious to find out what he thinks about being in Mayor Plumfront's wedding.
Oh, boy. Why'd he have to go and remind me of that? Boy, I'm telling you, Big John, I sure am trying hard to think of a way to get out of being a part of that wedding.
Well, now, why, Sparky? For goodness sakes, the mayor is one of your very best friends. I should think that you'd consider it an honor having the mayor ask you to be in his wedding like that.
Why, it's sissy stuff. That's what it is. Just sissy stuff.
Well, what's sissy stuff about a wedding? People get married every day. It's a wonderful thing. As a matter of fact, ever since Rosalie McClanahan started to work in the continuity department down at the radio station, I kind of thought around matrimonial lines myself, you know.
Come on, Big John. What's the matter? You're kidding. You're not going to get married, are you?
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me. I haven't even been able to get up enough nerve to ask Miss McClanahan for a date, but I sure would like to. She's a real pretty girl, yes, sir.
Well, now, if this isn't a pretty kettle of fish. Hey, John, if you ever get married, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'll just go out and find a cave and live in it like a hermit.
Come on, Sparky. Miss McClanahan doesn't even know I'm alive. There's much chance of my getting married, not for quite some time. But, just in case I do, what's so horrible about getting married?
Well, it's sissy stuff, that's why. Only sissies would ever get married.
Well, I wouldn't say that. What about Smiling Sam Bishop's daddy? He's a professional boxer. I wouldn't say he was a sissy.
And
what about Crunch Hexen Smasher's father, Bone Crusher Hexen Smasher, the heavyweight wrestler? He's no sissy, that's for sure. No, but is right. Now, answer the doorbell and let Yuki in, will you? Go on.
Well, okay. Okay, I'll be back in just a second. Okay, I'm coming. Oh, how you doing there, Yuki? Hey, boy, you're looking good. Come on in here. Big John's sitting here in the living room.
All right, lad. Oh, nice to see you. Been a nice day so far, too. Oh, hi there, Big John. Hey, feeling pretty good today, are they, Big John? Looking mighty good.
Well, hello, Yuki. Come on in and sit down. Glad you stopped in.
Fine.
Been wanting to see you.
Fine.
Been wondering what you think of Mayor Plumfront's wedding.
Oh, real fine. Yeah, real fine.
Well, I don't think so much of it. Hey, by the way, Yuki, I wanted to ask you, how are you coming along with the electric eye door that you're inventing for our clubhouse shack back in Wobbly's Woods?
Electric eye door?
Yeah. Don't you remember, Yuki? You said you'd invent one for me so us kids could put it on our clubhouse shack.
Oh, that electric eye door. Oh, well, lad, to be quite truthful with you, I've been awful busy lately. Haven't had much time to work on it. I've been hauling lots of customers around in a taxi cab. And then when I haven't been busy, I've been helping the mayor make preparations for his wedding, you know.
Oh, well, you know. There you go again. See, that wedding just messing up everything. Boy. Trying to work out Sidney Klangstetter's daddy will finish making his electric eye before we get ours, and all the kids will make Sidney Klangstetter the exalted high lama of the purple and white garter instead of me.
Well, now, Sparky, if Yuki's too busy to work on your electric eye door, there's nothing that can be done about it. Nothing you can do about it, at any rate.
Well, if it wasn't for Mayor Plumfront's old wedding, Yuki would be able to work on the electric eye.
Don't worry, Sparky, lad. I'm a fast worker. Once I get started with nothing by doing improved electric eye door for your clubhouse shack, it won't take me no time at all to get it finished. No time at all.
Okay. I sure would feel better if I knew you were working on it now, because for all I know, Sidney Clarkstetter's daddy might be working on the electric eye door that he's supposed to make for Sidney.
Don't worry, lad. Old Yuki will get to work out of this inventing laboratory, and I'll have you a first-class A-1 electric eye door and nothing flat.
Well, Yuki, getting back to the mayor's wedding, what do you think?
Well, I think it's real fine. Just like I said before, real fine.
Well, what do you think about being in the wedding? I mean, the mayor has told you that you're going to be a part of the wedding party, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to be an usher. That will be real fine. I guess I'll get to wear one of them stashy red blue uniforms with the brass buttons like the ushers wear down at the Westwood Theater.
Red and blue uniforms with brass buttons? Yuki, you won't wear anything like that.
Why not? If I'm going to be an usher, I'm going to have to dress like an usher. That's what kind of uniforms the ushers down at the Westwood Theater wear. Right, lad? Just ask the lad there, Big John. He knows.
I know, but Yuki, the usher in a wedding doesn't dress like that.
Is that right? Well, what's he wear? Don't tell me I'm going to have to wear some half-wit clothes that I wear when I'm driving my taxi cab.
Oh, no, not that.
Mayor's girlfriend, Miss Daffy Dilly, told me that this was going to be a high-class wedding.
That's right.
I'd look sort of silly at a high-class wedding walking down the aisle wearing my green corduroy pants and my red-black plaid jacket with the brown fur collar.
Yes, you would.
I'd look ridiculous in that outfit at a high-class wedding, all right. Especially if I was wearing my brown and white college boy saddle shoes.
Yeah, I should say you would. That's not the proper attire.
You know what kind of clothes you're going to have to wear in the mayor's wedding, Yuki?
Well, I thought that I'd get to wear one of them fancy red-blue uniforms with the snazzy brass buttons on it like they wear down at the Westwood Theater, lad. Especially since I'm going to be an usher. That's what I'd like to wear.
Well, that's not what you're going to wear. I know that. Do you know what you are going to wear?
Well, no, I haven't got the faintest idea, lad. Up till now, I thought I'd get to wear one of them fancy red-blue uniforms with the brass buttons like they wear down at the Westwood.
Well, look, Yuki, the mayor said that we're all going down to Harry's haberdashery shop and rent those suits with the black tails on the coats and the stiff shirt collars and the gray striped pants.
Yeah? Sounds a little bit like the outfit old Mort H2O, the Undertaker, wears.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what kind of clothes we'll have to wear. Undertaker's clothes.
Yeah, Undertaker's clothes. Well, say, that sounds real fine. Yeah. I think old Board H2O cuts a pretty fancy figure in his Undertaker suit. Especially when he wears that high silk hat. Yeah, fine. Will we have to wear one of those too, Big John?
Well, Miss Dilly said that this was going to be a very formal wedding, so I suppose we'll be wearing high silk hats, all of us.
What? You mean I'm going to have to wear a high silk hat? No, sirree, boy, not me.
Now, wait a minute, Sparky. I'm not sure what kind of outfit Miss Dilly has in mind for you. After all, I don't think they have outfits like we're going to wear for little guys like you.
Oh, I hope not. Why, I don't even want to be in this wedding.
Oh, I don't know. They make Undertaker outfits for midgets, Big John. They can have the lad a midget's outfit to wear, you know.
I can just see Sparky walking into church wearing white tie and tails and a high silk hat. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can just hear all the guys in my gang yelling at me when they see me dressed like that. Boy. Oh, sheesh. Man, I'll be a regular sissy. The only guy that won't think I'm a sissy will be Cyril Rappaport. I just hear him now. Oh, Sparky. Oh, you look so distinguished. Da-da-da-da-da. Boy.
What'll Charlie Clamerding have to say when he sees you dressed up for the mayor's wedding?
Oh, I don't know. He'll just probably take one look at me and faint, that's all. Boy. Flaps his head against his forehead and yells, Oi, 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 Sparky's done gone wet and become a sissy. Oh, boy.
What about Rabbit Ears McKeister? Will he believe you've become a sissy?
Oh, he'll probably just stand there outside the church watching me go in, and when he sees me, his big long ears will just go, you know, going down just like a couple of wilted flowers.
Hey, poor Rabbit Ears, huh?
Oh, telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing. I'll get it, Big John. It might be for me.
What do you mean, it might be for you? It always is for you.
Does Slad get a lot of telephone calls, Big John?
I should say he does. Just about every time the phone rings, it's for him.
Oh, hi, Charlie. How are you?
This is Charlie Clamerding, Yuki.
That's who the lad's talking to, huh?
Yeah.
You got some exciting news? Well, what is it, Charlie? Tell me about it.
Well, this I have to hear.
Charlie Clamerding has got some exciting news for the lad, has he?
Yeah, exciting. You said it. This is going to be earth-shaking.
Oh, is that so? Oh, yeah? Well, just who does he think he is, anyway? Well, you just stay where you are, Charlie. I'll be right down and we'll go back there together. Yeah. Well, this is the end, boy. The absolute end, Charlie. Goodbye.
Well, let's hear it. What's the news Charlie just told you?
You know what?
What?
That was Charlie Clamerding. Charlie Clamerding just called me up on the phone to tell me that Sidney Claxtetter's daddy has finished the electric eye door for our clubhouse shack. It's all ready to be installed.
Uh-oh.
Cyril Rappaport has just passed a motion that, in appreciation, the club should elect Sidney Claxtetter, the exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, immediately, if not sooner. That's my job. But I'm not going to let him get away with it. No, siree. I'm going back to the clubhouse right now. And when I get there, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, at last report, that was the latest state of the most current, recent, late emergency in Sparky's life. But something does seem to have gone wrong here. Too bad that Yuki couldn't get the electric eye door made before Sidney Claxtetter's daddy. Wonder if Sparky will be able to save the day after all. Tune in tomorrow and find out when you hear the next chapter in the further adventures of Big John and Sparky.